You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's trending? The baseball World Series begins tonight. Whoop-de-doo.
So excited.
The Dodgers and the Rays, although they used to be called, when they first started, the Devil Rays. Some people remember that, some don't. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and then it was determined that that was offensive. And so they had to change their name to the Rays.
All right.
Okay. They're playing on a neutral site. First time, I guess, that's ever really happened. And you got Los Angeles, you got Tampa, and they're playing right in between in Arlington, Texas.
All right.
So that'll kick off tonight. We're officially, 11 days out from Halloween, and so you're seeing all of the stories about scary stuff and scary movies, or the opposite of that, the sexy costumes. But now, science has spoken up regarding the scariest movie of all time. And I'd have to put science in kind of quotation marks here. What they did is they hooked up volunteers to a heart monitor, Jeremy, and they made them watch a bunch of scary Halloween-type movies.
This is legit to me. This is a good one. I like this.
And you're saying, well, where did they get the movies? Well, they chose the movies based on ratings from Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb and stuff like that. And it was 50 different films. So there's a bunch of newer things and a bunch of older movies as well. And the top 10 were all movies that have come out in the last 20 years. So there are no classics on there like Poltergeist or The Shining, The Old Shining, or what were some of the other old scary movies? Psycho.
Legally Blonde. A Star is Born.
Right.
Yeah. Every year, the same jokes.
You'll never stop, will you?
Nope.
Number one on the list, scariest movie ever. I had not heard of this one. Stars Ethan Hawke. Came out 8 years ago. It's called Sinister.
I gotta look it up.
It's Ethan Hawke, Jeremy, as a true crime writer who moves into a house where a family was murdered and things happen.
2012. There's a Sinister 2 as well, it looks like. That looks spooky just looking at the pictures.
Well, apparently that will give you an ongoing 86 beats per minute on your heart rate. Same with another movie that I hadn't heard of called Insidious, but the difference was that they say Sinister, it's more of an ongoing.
And it's got creepy kids.
Does it?
It has creepy kids with like white eyes and pale and pasty looking. That's creepy.
Other movies in the top 10 included The Ring.
Yeah.
The Conjuring, Paranormal Activity. Then you start getting down to something you might have heard of. A Nightmare on Elm Street was like at number 12.
Yeah,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Cheesy now.
The original Halloween, blah, blah.
Is Blair Witch on there?
I hope not. That's the stupidest movie.
That was the
movie
dumbest
ever.
Thing.
I
got to
say,
day.
That was a dumb movie. And then the last thing I have for you has to do with a trafficking ring in Florida. Of course, Florida that has been busted. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wrapped up a 19-month investigation, and they busted seven guys who were part of a... Are you ready?
Tell me now.
A trafficking ring in flying squirrels.
Well, like, what were they doing with them?
That's illegal because flying squirrels are a protected species in the state of Florida, but what they would do is they would trap them, then sell them to dealers out of state, and then they would also find buyers in Southeast Asia.
For, like, pets?
I didn't ask. I don't know why. But over 3 years, the guys trapped 36,000 flying squirrels.
Poor little squirrels.
And the retail value, $1 million.
Dang.
They were trafficking squirrels, everybody.
I will say,
yes,
probably one of the cutest little creatures is the flying squirrel. You ever seen them in action when they jump and they like glide? It's pretty darn cool, right? It's a flying rat.
I mean, I've seen the David Attenborough documentaries. I've never had one fly in front of my face. Or
coming at you, coming in hot.
So that's what they're doing in Florida. They're trafficking squirrels.
Gosh.
What else?
Weirdos.
Is
Oh, no. There's another presidential debate on Thursday. Well, this one's going to be a little bit different from the last one. I guess when each candidate gives his initial 2-minute response to the debate topic, the other dude is going to have his microphone shut off.
They'll still yell.
So they're still going to yell. You know they will.
Like, say something. Say something that a candidate would say.
I am not going to be packing the courts.
You can't prove that.
I will not pack the courts.
No, you can't prove
that. No, I will not. I have said many times I have not packed the will not pack the courts.
History has shown that you're a liar.
So that's basically how it's going to go.
That's what the debate is going to happen.
Now, after those 2 minutes, an open debate will begin, which the mics will not be muted. But then this story is saying any interruptions by a candidate will also count towards his time. So I guess it's an open debate, but you can't interrupt. Like, he says something, I say something. He says something, I say something. You can't overtalk each other.
I'm still...
This sounds horrible.
I'm dumbfounded that there are people who don't know to this day who they're going to vote for. Until I found out that your wife
I know. I am also dumbfounded why she hasn't filled in any little bubbles yet. She doesn't want to vote for anybody, but I'm sure a lot of people are in that position. She's like, I just don't like anybody.
Yeah, I get that.
So I don't know what she's going to do. There's a little write-in spot. I told her to write somebody in. Like the guy Fieri, whatever his name is, that hosts Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Put him on there. He's got my vote. Speaking of getting out and voting, this new survey is out this morning saying that 3.4% of people say that they'd use a romantic bribe to convince somebody to vote. So maybe I can sway Nick Nack somehow.
I don't know what you got that she'd want. I can't think of one thing.
You like what you see?
She'd be like, ugh, she'll throw a pallet in the trash.
Probably put like a slice of cake in front of her or something.
There you go.
Light a candle.
You like this?
You like that? So anyway, this story didn't really define what a romantic bribe is, but I guess you can use your imagination to get whoever you want to vote for the person that you want. You guys have both voted, right? You're done, Zoe?
We're done.
That's nice.
I'll tell you what, though. Zoe's first election, and she has not received her ballot in the mail. She's really confused as to why it hasn't arrived. And Gretchen's like, doesn't matter. I mean, it's just, she goes, I'm just going to tell her everyone who to vote for.
Yeah, right. And you're outnumbered in that house, aren't you?
I sure am. Maybe her ballot did arrive and it somehow got lost.
Whoopsie, fell into the shredder. No, he's just goofing.
I'm kidding.
He's goofing. Yesterday, Apple launched Apple Music TV. Did you see this? It's a 24-hour live stream of videos.
I did.
It's free on the Apple Music and Apple TV apps. So
it's what MTV used to be.
It's a throwback to MTV like in the 80s, 90s when, yeah, they played music videos and then all of that fizzled out. And now, I haven't watched MTV in... years. That is not a station for me anymore. Movie coming out, new one.
You just can't relate with all the dancing on the beach during spring break.
I cannot relate to anything on MTV anymore. Aw, that's sad. If you were a fan of The Christmas Chronicles, it was a Christmas movie that came out last year on Netflix featuring Kurt Russell as the greatest Santa of all time. Well, he's back. The trailer for The Christmas Chronicles Part 2 officially hit the web. I did post it on our Facebook if you want to watch it. It's going to be hitting Netflix November 25th. So let your kiddos know and have a little family movie night.
I should watch the first one. I never did see it.
I think you'd like it. He's a snarky, cool Santa. So I think you'd really like it. Real quick, here's your Fat America, something for Halloween. I guess the fine people at Reese's have developed a robotic trick-or-treat door. Now, it's a door that's going to roam around your neighborhood via remote control, and it stops in front of various houses. And I guess there's, like, smoke and lights and lasers or whatever around this thing, so you kind of know what's coming. Anyway, once it stops, like, at your doorstep, you run out and say, trick-or-treat, and a little door opens up on the front, like a little mail slot, and it spits out some Reese's peanut butter cups for you. And you get them free for Halloween. It's kind of like a safe social distancing, eat more peanut butter cups type of gimmick. You dig it, Dom?
They have one of these for the United States?
I will straight up knock that thing over and take all the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Sure.
Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a job listing. If you're interested, it's from a company called Border Biscuits, and they're based in Scotland. They are hiring a cookie tester, basically. It's this person that comes in and tests new cookie concoctions. Mm-hmm. It's a full-time position, pays around about $52,000 a year.
$1,000 a week for eating cookies,
ain't it? Why not? 35 vacation days, and of course, boxes upon boxes of free cookies.
Now, in the UK, they do refer to their cookies as biscuits. Thus, yeah. This title is a master biscuitier.
Biscuitier. Nah, I like cookie tester. The cookie king. Yeah, I like cookie monster. Anyway.
Cookie crammer. That's what I'd
do. That's a funny job title. Anyway, the job listing's on our Facebook. If you want to check it out, search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.